In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The two fires that ignited in Boulder County over the weekend continue to burn. Evacuation orders are in place for large swaths of the foothills west of Longmont. Marion Hale evacuated with her family and pets on Saturday. Hale says she and her husband took things that cannot be replaced, but that the forest behind their house also holds a lot of memories.
One of the hardest things with forest fires is, you know, you don't just lose a structure. You don't just lose your house. You lose the environment and the habitat, and it takes decades for trees to grow back.
The Calwood fires burned more than 9,300 acres. The Left Hand Canyon fire has burned 470. Colorado voters face an important deadline next week. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Voters who want to receive a ballot by mail must be registered to vote with current address information before Monday, October 26th. But anyone who fails to do that can still register and go to an in-person voting site until 7 p.m. on November 3rd, Election Day. State officials are also recommending that anyone planning to mail a ballot do it by the 26th. After that, the safest option is to drop the ballot in a drop box or at a voting center. The state has already received more than 640,000 ballots. That's far outpacing the early 2016 returns, but that could be happening in part because voters received their ballots earlier this year. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
It's 70 degrees in Denver, 68 in Ouray. This is CPR News.